This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 and the new media production studio hangout, or hideout, designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are Elon Musk wants to deliver respirators, online learning sites for kids, NASA and SpaceX shoot for May, even now, for a crewed launch, and an Amazon warehouse shut down. That and much, much more. I want to welcome you to episode 1431 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, March 19th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Hey, everybody, we are live. We're live once again at geeknewscentral.com/live, live.geeknewscentral.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Twitch, just about everywhere else as well. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. And lots to talk about tonight. Oh, my goodness. A lot of stuff is going on. It's crazy times here. Absolutely crazy. And I'm being warned I'm clipping a little bit, so I'm going to turn the volume down just a little bit. There, hopefully that's better. Hopefully audio is good for those of you watching a live stream. Hi, Mom. Hey, Kevin. How you guys doing? Good evening. If you're on the live stream, make sure you say hello. But more importantly, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking everything out. We want you to get over to geekcentral.com, get over the website. Make sure you get subscribed to the show when you're on there via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all the other selections that are available to you. If you're a Spotify fan, there's even a solution there for you if you're on Spotify. Of course, we can sign up for the newsletter while you're on the website as well. The newsletter contains everything I'm going to talk about today. It'll be emailed to you directly following the show. It really has everything, all the links to all the articles, all the commentary that's available. So definitely get over to geeknewscentral.com. And of course, you can listen to this show on blueberry.com as well. And you can use your smart home device. Even though we found out today on the Infinite Dial, no one's really listening too much on smart home devices, at least listening to podcasts. But in order to listen to this show on your smart home device, you say the magic word to launch that device, and you just say the words, play the podcast, Geek News Central. Of course, you can join our chat room at geeknews.chat or on Slack. To be on Slack, you got to send me an email to let me know you want to be part of the Slack family, or now on Discord as well. Discord link is up in the show notes at geeknewscentral.com. You can always contact me via email at geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or on Twitter at geeknews. And again, once you're on the website as well, partner shows to the show are all linked there. The GNC Week in Review by Kirk Corliss, The Gadget Professor, The Pro Gear Site by Mr. Don Bain, Dr. Dara Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site written by my team, The New Media Show done by myself and Rob Greenlee, and of course, the Podcast Legend Show. So you can pick up Ohana Gear at cafepress.com/Ohana Store. So everyone that's online tonight, how does the audio sound? Does it sound okay? Let me know if it isn't. I guess you're not complaining, so it's good. Hey, Terry. Hey, Jamie. Hey, Toby. Thanks, everybody, for jumping in here tonight. But of course, this show is sponsored, how we pay the bills, keep the lights on, how we keep the insurance paid, everything that goes on to make sure the car has gas as well. It's through our sponsor at GoDaddy, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can save a bunch of money, bunch of money by using my promo codes. And really, all you got to do is get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, whether it be using that 30% off new product purchase code, $499.com, or newer transfers for new customers. And the two best hosting deals that exist on the planet today, the dollar a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, and the dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year, again, with a free domain. So $12 get you started, get you online, get your podcast, get your blog, get your family business online. Really, everything is there to get started for $12. If you sign up for multiple years, please pay attention to that multiplier and what they're going to charge you for those additional months. Pick the appropriate plan that works for you, but that first month is just a killer. It's $12 to get started. And again, courtesy of Geek News Central. And If you want a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans, you get a free month there. All my promo codes, again, are available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And we want to thank GoDaddy for being a continued sponsor here at Geek News Central. They are an integral part of my family because it allows me to do everything that I do. And I hope that you'll continue the support of them as well as we move through. I know a lot of you are probably facing financial hardships at this point. I understand that. You've probably been laid off. But this is a time to invest in you. Invest in you. Maybe it's time to set up a website. Maybe it's time to open a business. You got some extra time here, so think about that. Maybe become on a podcaster. Really, the cost to get started is very, very minimal. And heck, you got a friend here in the podcasting space. Okay, so let's talk just a little bit about what's been going on. You know, what is it? A few days, story changes by the hour, right? And I saw some news flash today. I've got a TV in the office. I've had it on one of the major media stations, keeping the volume down because it's just the same blah 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 blah, you know, 24/7. And every once in a while you see a, you know, news flash or news alert or something like that. When the State Department today announced that they are telling all Americans, do not leave the country. And well, we should have known that to begin with. Number two, because there's no place safe to go. And there's very few places you can actually go. Actually, probably the one place that might be safe to go is Japan at this moment. I think that's probably the only place. But they'll probably put you in quarantine if you get there anyway. But anyway, when they made the announcement today to go to basically Category 4 saying, come home. This has never, ever, ever been said. Ever. To all Americans, come home. If you don't, you may be trapped for a long, long time wherever you are. And for some of you, maybe you're expats, maybe you're like one of you is listening to the show down in Antarctica. Maybe you're good. You're down there. You're good. You're safe. You're away from everything, or you're well ingrained in the country you are. But if you're on vacation somewhere, or if you have a family member that is on vacation somewhere, you get on the horn and tell them to get back on an airplane, because I'm going to tell you here's my prediction. They're going to shut the border down, everything. They're going to shut all international, everything. What's left is going to be shut down in about 72 hours. That's my prediction. Maybe at the 96-hour mark, they're going to lock the country down. I think that's what's going to happen. They are going to go to full on. A lot of people aren't going to believe it's happening. This is my prediction. This is my hypothesis. But the way we see this thing escalating, and it, you know, so what's happened is New York and whole West Coast is like on fire with this thing, right? And what's it going to start doing? It's going to start doing like this, and the whole country is going to be engulfed. We're going to be in trouble. So I just think they don't have any choice. I think they have to go big or go home. That's my prediction. They're going to have to go big or go home, and I think they're going to have to do just as Italy has done. I think they're going to have to lock the country down. I might be wrong. I might be wrong. But we'll see. Now, if they don't lock every place down, they're going to definitely lock down about 10 states. But people are going to, this isn't going to work unless you do this countrywide. Because the numbers are just going to continue to grow other places. I drive from my house to this office. It's 13 miles. It takes me 11 minutes, 12 minutes or so. And I go through a drive-thru to get lunch most of the days now if I don't bring a brown bag. And there's a lot of people on the street. A lot. And, you know, going about their business, running their businesses. People are in businesses. Including myself, I went into a sports store today to pick up an item, and I was blown away because in the back left-hand corner of that store where they sell all the guns, there must have been 50 people elbow to elbow looking at guns. And I thought, And the whole staff looked haggard. And I asked one of the salespeople that was wandering around, and I'm like, 30 feet back from this crowd. And I'm like, what is going on? He says, we've sold about 500 guns this week. It's only Thursday. He says, we normally on a this time of year with no sales, nothing going on, we sell 10 to 15 guns a week. He said, we sold 500. And he says, and he turns around, he says, I'm almost out of ammo. And I was like, I'm leaving. So they're buying food and they're buying guns. And okay, that was just, this is my little small town. And the sporting store that's literally, I mean, literally 150 to 200 feet away from where I'm sitting right now, 500 guns have went out of that store in this small little town that I'm living in a week. This is a town that probably everyone already has a gun or two. It's not like people around here don't have guns. They've got lots of guns. It's a rural community. After 5 p.m., this county's county sheriff, I believe it's 5, they shut down. They're not on the street no more. They don't have the budget. They only like patrol from 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then they turn it over to the state police. So the state police then is responsible for the rest of the county. The towns have their own local, you know, police departments. This town of Coldwater, they've got two or three, you know, deputies or sheriffs or whatever, police officers on duty. Little town, you know, 6 or 7 miles away from here is called Quincy. They've got one or two. It's a village. It's not even a town. So, but where I live, if I call 911, they're going to send a state trooper to my house, not a county sheriff. And how long is it going to take for that guy to get there when there's like maybe one or two of them in the entire county? So everyone here has guns already. And I'm thinking they sold 500 guns in a county that's people's got a lot of guns already. Every farmer's got a gun. Guarantee you. People are scared. And, Or panicking or maybe feeling reassured by doing this. A lot of businesses are shuttered because of who they've had closed. Or restaurants only drive through, so forth. I've been working remote. And for me, it's been kind of a interesting thing because we meet at 9:10 a.m., get my team on. We go through what we've got planned for the day, talk about tasks, talk about stuff we've accomplished. We're on Skype, da-da-da-da-da. Everyone knows their deal. And it's worked out well, but it's just a little different, right? And you can see, even in this little town, things changing little by little. Not as much social distancing is going on that should be going on in certain places. So we'll see what happens. Now, as far as I know, the closest COVID-19 or coronavirus victim is about 35 miles away. So at least one that's tested, according to the chart. But those numbers are increasing every day. So we'll see here what happens. Now, today, I did a live show for Blueberry. It's the first one we've ever done. We had a lot of people that were on. A lot of people there working from home. A lot of people out of a job. And people are going to start getting restless. And restlessness is not good. People are not used to being like, kind of like contained. But I just think so. And I keep hearing rumors on people that I know are talking to me a little bit. And people that are in the know, that would know. And people that are, you know, National Guard. You know, something is brewing. And as of today, and this is, you know, March 19th, I would suspect by Monday that we'll be in a, I hope I'm wrong, but I think we'll be in a countrywide lockdown. Maybe they'll do regional, who knows, but there's a lot of state, this state's going to go. They've been ahead of the curve on everything and shutting stuff down. Whatever New York does, Michigan does. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But what do you think? I know, Doug, you say you're going to disagree. Well, okay. Where do you live? California. We've got one of my coworkers already. He's in the San Francisco Bay Area. One of my coworkers, one of my team members, he's on lockdown, mandatory lockdown until April something. So they can only go out to get food. and medicine. That's it. They cannot be on the street. So here's my prediction. Martial law by Monday. Is it possible? What do you think? You know, many of you are watching right now. What do you think? Am I right? Am I wrong? Am I crazy? So anyway, we got the Ohanosaurus back here in outer space. Got him on Mars tonight. This is a graphic that Sam did for me. And thought I'd put him up tonight. A little bit of a different back view. So I'd like to open it up to all of you. If you'd like to put something on the monitors behind me, as long as you put something for Geek News Central on there, send me two 16 by 9 pictures, and I'll entertain almost anything to keep us entertained here while we're doing the show, for those of you watching. So, but anyway, the Ohanosaurus is on with his Google glasses from years ago. So, hey, I want to play special message. This is something my team put together, my Blueberry team put together. We're running public service announcements. We're doing a public service announcement campaign. And if you're a Blueberry member, this is something that's available to you. But I want to play one of these. And let me know what you think. Here we go.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
And we thank the Blueberry Pro team for putting together 4 public service announcements on COVID-19 that we're running. So far, we've got about 200 podcasters are going to be running those in their shows. So just another way to remind you. But anyway, we want to thank the team for putting that together and putting that CDC message together. All right, so let's go ahead here. Let me see, make sure I got everything covered in my little stack. Yes, I did. And I've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about tonight. I could probably talk an hour about China. I really can. They're trying to make themselves out to be the good guys right now. But we have to worry about what's going on here first. And maybe companies will wake up that maybe they shouldn't put all their eggs in one basket over there. At least that's my hope, that they will have realized how stupid they have been. Anyway, so Elon Musk has offered to make ventilators for coronavirus patients. And I thought this was an interesting dialogue that happened on Twitter. So Elon says, we will make ventilators if there's a shortage. Nate Silver said, there's a shortage now. How many ventilators are you making? At Elon Musk, ? Elon Musk goes on to say, Tesla makes cars with sophisticated HVAC systems. SpaceX makes spacecraft with light support systems. Ventilators are not difficult, but cannot be produced instantly. Which hospitals have these shortages you speak of right now? So it almost sounds like he hedges a little bit. It's not like, sure, let's go. Every hospital, Elon, it needs respirators. You are smart. Come on. You are smart. They need more. Come on now. So don't act like which hospitals need it. The federal government probably would buy 1 million of them if they could. So we'll see. We'll see if Elon puts his money where his mouth is and puts some ventilators together. I hope he does. I hope he ramps up, and I hope he can produce 100,000 in a couple of weeks. But I think we all know, saying one thing and doing one thing in a very short order is that's not as easy as it would seem, because you're going to have to get a supply chain set up. You're going to have to do plastic impressions. You're going to have to, you got to get the parts, right? It's going to take you a month to get the parts, isn't it? But with his money, he should be able to load up a airplane full of parts in China and fly them back and put them together. Or can you even get them in China? Do they have to put them together? Because nobody here in the United States is making ventilators. You can absolutely be guaranteed that most ventilators being made today are being made in China. I might be wrong there, but we don't have the manufacturing base to do this. Come on now. They can buy this stuff. With the billions being put forth, we could buy it, but how fast can we turn this on? I want to see. This is what I want to see. Don't we want to see American entrepreneurs like Elon Musk go and turn his company loose, use every resource of his company, and have a production line going in 5 or 6 days? Isn't that what we want to see? Isn't that how the American spirit is supposed to work? So, come on, let's put your money where your damn mouth is, Elon. Let's go. I want to see you do it. I'm cheering for you, but don't make a comment. Don't make a comment unless you absolutely, and I'll give you half the benefit of the doubt. Don't put your money, put your mouth where your money is. Put your money where your mouth is. Let's go. Because they'll buy as many as you can produce right now. Now, I was going to tell you guys something, tell you a little secret here. Maybe I talked about it on the last show. I don't know. So today they're talking about this new drug, right? That's well known. Actually, I think I talked about it on the last show. I took it when I was traveling internationally for malaria protection. And so as soon as I heard about this, I thought the Australians might be onto something. I'll go online, and I know where you can buy, let's just say there's places in India online where you can buy certain stuff and it will ship and you can get it to your door in America, no problem, as long as you don't buy a narcotic. Now, you buy a narcotic and you try to have that shipped from India or any other place to your door, you're going to jail. But most other, I'll just say that it is possible to buy other stuff through India online sites that are legitimate and have it delivered to your door. So I went online thinking, hey, if this is the truth, the prepper in me comes out a little bit, and I'm not a prepper, but I'm willing to hedge bets a little bit. And I went online to see if that particular product was available, and it was sold out. Someone had, you know, probably China already beat me to it and bought the entire stock because they've been using it for a while already. So we'll see. Luckily, this drug is very inexpensive to create. Hopefully, this is going to work. I know they're going to do trials immediately. The FDA talked about it today. It's a well-known, documented pharmaceutical. I've took it in the past before for several months on end. Sometimes when you're doing malaria prevention, you get doxycycline. That's what they use. A lot of times military-wise, they would give us doxy, take a low dose of doxy every day for 30 to 40 or 60 days, whatever it was, to prevent malaria. But this is another one. This is another that they would give. So anyway, I thought I would just kind of share that. Jim says, martial law is limited to how it's enacted. It would require congressional approval for nationwide. However, state national guardsmen can be used on state level for martial law if the state constitution allows. Something to think about. Kevin says, GM and Ford are retooling to make ventilators. Let's go, Kevin. I think that's a good news. All these GM workers are not, they're going to be, you know, that many, not much, and I'm not hearing about too much coronavirus in the plants yet. So hopefully they can. So we'll see what happens here. Someone told me earlier today, when I talked about this 96 to 70 or 72 to 96 hours before the country's locked down, someone said the ACLU would fight it. I think they would be poorly served to do that. All right, something on a more positive note, best online website for kids. You guys got kids stuck at home. They're bored. You know, you're trying to keep them from eating all the chips. But there's some good websites out there, and this is by Android Central. These type of resources starting to surface. ABC Mouse offers a full online curriculum for children's 2 to 8. Reading IQ, as the name suggests, Reading IQ is based on more around reading and full literacy. It's, again, 2 to 12. Adventure Academy is again something that's for an 8 to 13 age group that's out there. Obviously, we've all heard about Rosetta Stone. They have something called Adventure Academy that's available. Excuse me, no. Rosetta Stone, that was what I talked about a second ago. So if you want to learn a foreign language, this is a good chance. Udemy, U-D-E-M-Y. And you can sign up and have courses for you. Fun Brain is another one. So anyway, some good resources for the kids. You know, here's what we got to do. I know this is a geek family. And I know that you all have some tablets. If you don't have a tablet, you can still get them delivered tomorrow or overnight. Kindle Books is fantastic. They have a wide range of stuff. Sometimes just getting kids to read some stuff is better than just like teaching them. They learn from reading. And you get something interactive to read, it's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, you know, let them practice math and English and the basic stuff during this downtime. But, you know, keep them busy. And, you know, force the TV to be off. And force them to find some stuff to do. Got to teach our kids to be independent, entertain themselves a little bit, not make themselves a nuisance to mom and dad who are trying to actually work and make sure their employers are happy with them if they haven't been laid off. So anyway, I think reading is a great substitute for school. NASA and SpaceX still targeting May for its first crewed mission to space amid coronavirus pandemic. So we'll see if this actually happens. Fingers are crossed. We'd like, you know, we need a little cheer, right? We need a little cheer. Kevin says, speak for yourself. No geek here. Well, you listen long enough, Kevin, I will turn you into one. All right. We try to give valued opinions here. Hey, Amazon shut down a New York City warehouse after a worker tested positive for coronavirus. And I saw a video associated with this that just caused my ire to go up a little bit. The associates at the warehouse have all been sent home with full pay. They're not losing any money. But there's an activist group. Well, it's a Twitter account called @NewYorkCityAmazonians. And it's like a union, but they're not a union. They said, last month we fought Amazon to win our legally entitled sick leave. Tonight we shut down our warehouses to protect each other and our communities from coronavirus and Amazon's greed. And I saw the video associated with this. I have mixed feelings. I really, really do on this. Well, they've sent everybody home. They're going to pay them. And yet they're complaining to their employer about their employment. They're in a business now. Amazon is a business that we could almost say at this point has become a national dependency. It's a national asset. Because what are the backups? Walmart, Myers, Kroger's, Target, right? Those are our backups, which are all, you know, they're all serving the communities. They're trying to stay restocked. But a lot of people now depend on Amazon. Say what you must, say what their greed. We're all using it. And when I hear people bad-mouthing their employer, especially after they're being sent home, it rubs me the wrong way. It really, really does. So, anyway, what are your thoughts? You know, I'm working. I'm trying to limit exposure. They're obviously in a warehouse. They are intermingling with people. They're touching product that's come in. They're going to and from work, maybe by bus, maybe by subway. Who knows where they picked up the coronavirus? That's what a lot of people are asking right now. So what's better then? You're going to have people pissed off, blaming their employer for getting infected. So is it just better to shut this whole thing down for 2 weeks? Lock her down. Turn the lights off. Make everybody go home. And if your internet still works, good luck. I noticed today, man, the internet was spotty. We're having meetings, you know, you could tell more and more people are online during the day because, you know, I had choppy internet throughout the day, and I think they're already bandwidth challenged. So what's better? Should we go to 14 days of lockdown nationwide and try to get ahead of this thing? Or do we put the, this drug that they have some thoughts on, do we put the whole country on it if they can put the whole country on it? I think you put every coronavirus patient on it immediately. And see if it helps. Throw the kitchen sink at this thing, right? I'm sure the coronavirus people are like, hey, I'll take it. It's a well-known drug. They're going to take it for 30 days or whatever it is. It's not like it's a lifetime. Yeah, we're probably going to have a few reactions to it. But I think I'd say yes. I've took it before. I'm like, yep, yeah, hell yeah. Let's go. Don't give me the placebo either. Netflix is doing their part because they know that bandwidth is a challenge in Europe right now. And they're going to reduce streaming bit rates in Europe to ease congestion. So they're going to reduce the bit rate of videos for the next 30 days. Wow. That's a 25% decrease in their European network footprint. And of course, Telecom Italia saw a 75% increase in residential broadband and mobile usage last weekend. Why are they surprised? They got everyone locked up. That's what's going to happen here too. I can't even believe senators are even debating this. Senators are pushing to allow remote Senate votes during emergency. And Mitch McConnell says, nope, we're not doing that. We're going to maintain social distancing. We are expected to be here representing our constituents. We are not going to hide. We are going to vote. Is that right? What do you guys think? Think the senators should go to remote voting? If there was a nuclear war, they would all be in a bunker somewhere. Maybe some of them should be. You know, you see the president and vice president all together every day. You know, why haven't they separated those two? So what do you think about allowing senators and House members being able to remotely vote? They got a couple of folks sick. Come on, let's use some common sense. I think the majority of the country would say, go do that. But it's all about perception. If they leave and go hide, people say, oh, they're hiding. They're hiding. They're not doing their job. You have some dead senators and dead House representatives. Maybe they'll change their mind a little bit. All right. Tech news. Oh, you all are having fun in the chat room tonight. Jim, Tim, hey, how you doing? There's lots of great articles. You know, I've had what we'll start seeing on my Facebook page is because you guys are linking to stuff, is that Facebook's going to come behind and start canceling or start community standarding some of this stuff because they have been all over the place. Don't worry. You guys can come to geeknewscentral.com and find everything and can find the show, the video, the podcast. Don't forget about that. When I get shadow banned by Facebook, then I will be shoved. You can all come to the website. They can't shut that down. Just remember that because it'll come. If I say too many things about this coronavirus and make personal comments and personal opinions and, you know, predicting nationwide shutdown in 72 to 96 hours, Facebook's going to come in and community standard me. And you can still find me here at geeknewscentral.com. All right. I'm not kidding. This is what's going to happen. And those of you that are listening, you're already getting the show in the normal way. Hey, Apple's modest Mac Mini update. So the geeks out there, hey, or those looking at buying a new MacBook or Mac Mini, excuse me, they've doubled the storage. That's about it. The base model now comes with twice the solid state capacity, 256 up to from 128 for the same starting price as $799. They're available for pre-order online now and will ship next week. Now, one of my team members is works from home. Obviously, well, you know, one of my support guys does. And Mike said to me today, yesterday, hey, we never bought Dave a computer. And I'm like, what? So we ordered him a Mac Mini yesterday. He got it today. So if you know, Mike, we should have waited a few days and got him that better one with more storage. But anyway, the Mac Mini's just been updated a little bit in storage. So, you know, Apple's always been a little cheap on storage. If you want to know what's coming to Netflix in April, I've got that link in the show notes for you to check out. But there's another good one. There's a good video. It's eerie satellite images show the ghost world created by coronavirus. And these satellite folks are probably having a whale of a time because they're getting all these images of all these areas that are clear. But the best image in this video was of a rental car area at some airport. Like a week ago, you could see maybe 50 cars left in the rental car lot. They shot it yesterday. There was rental cars like stacked on top of each other. It shows you how many. And I actually got an email from Hertz today that said, hey, we've got used cars for sale. Would you like to buy a Hertz car? So Hertz is basically now, they got too many cars. No one's renting them. They got to sell some cars. So I got an ad from Hertz saying, hey, we got them for sale. So I bet you, anyone looking for a car right now, you might get a good deal by buying a used rental car from Hertz. So if you're in the market and you have the cash, it might be a good time. Because all those cars are parked, Hertz still has to make the payment on them, and they're going to unload those bad boys. They're going to get them off the books. So, you know, maybe it's time to go look at a used rental car. Maybe you'll get a good deal. Or if you live in an area that has delivery services, there's 5 food delivery services that will help you in certain areas. And we don't have any food delivery here that doesn't happen. Some of these I didn't even know. And these are mostly New York delivery companies. One's called Seamless. Another one's called Caviar. But now, Seamless serves more areas. They serve New York, Washington, D.C., Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Houston, Austin, Seattle, Portland, Miami, London, and other U.S. cities. Caviar is mostly for Manhattan, Harlem, and Soho. Let's see here. Postmates, of course, is almost nationwide. HelloFresh, of course, you can have food delivered. Of course, good luck getting stuff now. Fresh Direct, do Grocery Smart. I've heard some of those deliveries have been slowed down. There's stuff you just can't get. So anyway, there's some options for you. The link will be up in the show notes on that. How many of you are having trouble with the home Wi-Fi? So it's important to get the wireless wireline you need. So I got a good article on basically maybe you can move your wireless router around a little bit. Worst case scenario, you order a new one. But, you know, make sure you have enough bandwidth on board. You know, if you've got everyone in the house and you've been on a plan that's, you know, you use in the evenings, but now you're all there, call your internet service provider, bump it up a notch for the next go round. That'll help, of course, keep everyone satisfied and online. Definitely want to measure your speed. I've been doing that a couple times daily here. But again, moving your wireless router, or changing the channel. If you're in a high density area as well, you can do that within the admin section. You move to 5 gigahertz. That's always a good thing too. I'm not a big believer in Wi-Fi extenders, but Eero makes some pretty good ones. So anyway, there's some good tips here on how to boost your Wi-Fi if you're having challenges in the home at this point. Sean says, 128 gigabit base storage on a computer, absurd, good move. Apple, now they need to up the RAM on the base level Mac offerings. I've always just stuck an external hard drive on everything. Tim says, the number of people I know that have gotten innocent posts banned by Facebook in the last several days is really troubling. They have the algorithm ramped up to 11. That's true. And Sean, yes, the Elagos are coming for me. I fully expect this show to be taken offline. Now, the most important, okay, everyone ready? The most important article of the night. And I actually was doing an inventory myself today. I went through the office here and I opened up the two cupboards that contain toilet paper and I counted out how many rolls of toilet paper I have. And I'm like, I'm good. And I know how many I have at home. So I think I'm good for about 8 weeks. But there's a new toilet paper calculator. Let you know how long your bathroom stash will last. Now, if you've got 5 kids at home and 10 rolls of toilet paper, get the bucket ready. Or do as my dad would have done. He would have already taken a roll of toilet paper and pulled off 3 or 4 sheets. And if it's going to the bathroom, say, here's your 4 sheets. Make them last. And he would have been already rationing toilet paper. How many are you doing it at home? Rationing toilet paper? But The Verge has come up with a toilet paper rationing calculator. It tells you how much time you have left on your toilet paper. And so this website is actually how much toilet paper. So I think I counted here in the actual studio, I have 12 rolls and I have one person that's in here. Oh, I'm good. It says I have enough toilet paper for 6 months. So, if I change the toilet visits to more than one, so let's take it up to 2, I have 96 days. So as I said, you know, if you've got 12, let's say you've got 10 rolls of toilet paper in your house and 5 people in your home. And let's say they're conservatively going to the bathroom twice a day and you're going up to 10 visits. Let's see here. Let's take it down to 9, 10. You have 16 days before you're going to need a bucket. This is very entertaining. It really is. Now, if you have a family that's very regular and only has to go once a day, then you've got 32 days, 32. If your value of toilet paper rolls is 10. There is a site, howmuchtoiletpaper.com is the website that you can go to do your calculation. And again, don't forget, there's always a bucket of water. Now, for those of you that are a little bit handy, I'm going to give you a little secret here. All right. And I used to see these in Asia all over the place. So what you need to do is go to the hardware store and you need to buy an adapter for your faucet. So you unscrew the drainage, the little, you know, where the filter is for your faucet on your sink. And you need to find an adapter that will go on that. And then from there, you put on a T-valve. Attach a T-valve to it. And on one side of the T-valve, you hook up, just go and get the same type of rubber hose, or you buy a, the sink replacement sprayers, you know, when you have in your sink and your psh, psh, psh thing that you use to spray stuff down the, you know how those old black ones were, they're real not fancy. I'm not talking about the Kohler ones that cost you $800. We're talking about the $14.95 psh, psh, psh black sprayers that you'd pull out of the hole in the sink. Well, you get one of those replacement hose and then you hook that to that T-bar on your sink. All right. And you clamp it. So you still have water coming out of the sink, normal. Then when you need to turn on the bidet, you flip the switch so that you're powering the line to your little psh, psh, psh. And guess what? You've got yourself a redneck built bidet. So that way, you can spray your butt without leaving the toilet. You can even adjust it to make sure it's warm. and you're good to go. You don't need toilet paper anymore. You just need, each person gets their own little tamping towel and you're good go. You're good to go. Now, how many of you are thinking to yourself, Todd, you're absolutely insane, but at the same time, that is absolute brilliance. I have just saved you from the apocalypse. As long as the water's on, you can still wash your butt. And that is a tip of the day to allow you to make an insider donation, right? I just saved you. If you, hey, you can completely retrofit your whole home to your wife's much delight to make sure that, you know, you save on your toilet paper bill. All right. So I know you like that. Hey, donations, geeknewscentral.com/insider. So if this little calculator says you're running out of time, you can see, you got the inside scoop now on to go to the hardware store to be able to put one of these together. Now, if your sink is a long way from your toilet, you're going to have to buy some extension pipe, right? Oh, I love it. All right, Tesla's going to shut down their California and New York factories amid the coronavirus pandemic. And they're going to end on Monday, March 23rd. Of course, everyone else is shutting down. GM, Ford, everyone's shutting down as well. More little tech news. Comcast is bringing Hulu to its cable and streaming boxes. Arrives on Xfinity Flex today and X1 soon. So if you have that network, you're going to have Hulu. Uber is saying rides are down as much as 70% in cities hardest hit by coronavirus. Looks like they're looking at delivering meds. They have $10 billion in the bank. They say they can make it to the end of the year if the rides are down 70%. It will still leave them with $4 billion of cash. How do you run out of cash? Are your operating costs that high? What if your business is... I don't understand this. Are you running that much in the red? Did you have to have this much business going on to... Something's wrong. It seems like you would think that Uber would be like flush. It's they're not driving their own cars. They're not... It seems like they would be flush with money. I really love to see that model at some point. I'm sure there's more things there than I understand. But it seems like they're taking a cut of every drive. How can they not be making money? Google is still showing mask ads next to coronavirus stories after promising to take them down. I saw one. I saw a mask on Facebook today. It was the N5 mask that they were trying to advertise as being something. They were trying to play on the 3M N95 mask. So anyway, hopefully they get that squared away. So Amazon and DOJ has asked consumers to report coronavirus price gouging. So if you get an email from Amazon that says you may have been exploited, Kevin, the donations are for the show. If you want to become a insider, you can find information out there on geeknewscentral.com/insider. Read up all about it. $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month, 6.7 cents a day if you come in on the $2 plan. So, again, Amazon has seen a significant increase in demand, especially for medical and cleaning supplies. They've also seen third-party retailers raising prices on things. So, they're basically working with DOJ, and they're sending consumers an email and say, hey, you may have been ripped off. And if DOJ comes asking, we want you to let them know what you paid for something. Slack, the application that I love to use with my team, Slack adds 7,000 customers in 7 weeks amid remote work boom, besting its preceding two results. I'm not surprised. Facebook, and I actually got offered this today, Facebook lets most users opt into the dark mode and the desktop redesign. I did, and it wouldn't let me enter anything as a post. But the new design of Facebook, if you haven't seen it yet, kind of looks like that. And of course, I'm sure they are trying to keep us away from our family and friends as much as more than they have to at this point. But So we'll see how this ends up working out, this new design. But it would not work for me, and I switch back to classic mode. All right. How many of you watch Twitch? How many watch this online gaming? I saw a report today that about 15% world, 15% of people in America have watched a Twitch video stream, live video stream in the last 30 days, 11% guys, 4% ladies. And that hasn't grown very much from last year. But right now, you know, lots of people are being at home. They want some escape. So hopefully the Twitch stuff will pick up a little bit here over this period. We'll see what happens. But this is Twitch's time. If they're going to make an impression, now is the time for it to make it happen. Hey, Amazon has suspended Prime Pantry to handle its backlog of orders. So Amazon Fresh Prime Now and Whole Foods orders are still open. And if you have one of those options near you, we do. I don't think we do here. So, but pantry is temporarily closed because everyone's probably run them out of stock is probably what's happened. And what I find interesting, too, is music streaming has reportedly declined due to coronavirus. Data from Spotify may suggest that widespread self-isolation is to blame. You would think people would want to be listening to more music at this point. Maybe they're listening to podcasts. What are you doing? Are you watching more TV? Are you stuck to the blue tube watching the news and getting depressed? Or are you trying to listen to some music to relax? Are you trying to listen to something educational like podcasts? What are you listening to? Listen to comedy shows? What are you listening to instead of music? Kevin says, hey, I like that. I'm taking donations too. Self-employment, baby. Absolutely. NASA is putting a call out amongst all this chaos. It's asking public to help design sensors for the Venus rover concepts. The sensor should be designed for ride in hell, NASA says. So the cloud-shrouded planet is so soaked in that its surface, which is covered in lava flows and possible active volcanoes, that they need to have something to be able to hand some serious heat and serious pressure, because the surface pressure is so great it could quickly crush a nuclear submarine. But they want to deploy a super hardy rover to the surface. The agency is asking the public to design a sensor to ride on the early stage conceptual vehicle called Automaton Rover for extreme environments. The vehicle will use wind power to spend several months carefully crawling the Venus surface. The vehicle requires the sensors to navigate obstacles in its environment, such as rocks and steep terrain, and be able to survive in hell. That's why they're calling it the sensor should be designed for a ride in hell. That sounds like a significant challenge. Hell to me sounds like flowing lava. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes on that. So I don't know if they're giving an award for a design first place for the sensor idea will receive $15,000, with other prizes of $10,000 for second place and $5,000 for third. And again, they have the details on the website on exactly the specs you're supposed to meet with the specific sensors they're looking for. Kate says, when you make your living and sound, silence is golden. Oh, that's funny. Samsung is closed, and Kate is part of our blueberry. She's leading our blueberry pro team. Samsung is closing its U.S. and Canadian stores because of the coronavirus. Everyone's closing. For some reason, I've never bought anything from Mont Blanc, but they sent me a email today saying that their stores are closing. Like I can afford to go buy a Mont Blanc pen. Dueling Google Doodlers take flight to welcome first day of spring and fall. Yes, did you know today is the first day of spring? And of course, the first day of fall in the Southern Hemisphere. So anyway, little cherry balloon with a Easter bunny out of it. So many of you may have already cut the cord, right? And Shoko complained to me about this today. She said, I don't know what's going on in the news. I'm like, well, you go here, here, and here. And she wanted me to turn on cable back in Hawaii so they would have some news sources. So I'll probably do that. But for the rest of you, how to buy and install an antenna for free over-the-air news and TV. So if you're stuck in lockdown, you can probably order one of these $15 antennas from Amazon and take advantage of free TV over-the-air. Now, where I live, this don't work. I get no free TV over-the-air. It's Deadsville. But if you live within a city limit of where there's a television station, for $20, you can do over-the-air. You can, and if you have a TV that still has an antenna hookup, if that's the case, you can get one of these for about $20, install it, and maybe you can get some of the local news if that's something you're worried about. So OTA, free TV still exists. So make sure you get one of these antennas. Pay attention to the video. They give you good options on how to install this and where to put it. I even tried to put one outside the house, and it didn't work here. Also, for those of you that run businesses and are opening up gateways into maybe your businesses that you haven't opened before because you're basically have remote workers, maybe you don't have a VPN, hackers are looking for holes. And they say that hacking is on the rise over the last couple of weeks because hackers know that people are opening portals into companies that may not have existed before and maybe have done it in a hurry with not a lot of security involved. So for my IT guys out there, just be aware of this. Make sure you're locking things down and making sure that you're doing some authentication or VPN to get people in. So anyway, they're saying that hackers are on the rise. Doesn't come as a surprise to me at all. Also, if you're doing a lot of video conferencing from your home office or your home kitchen or wherever you may be doing video conferencing now, here's some tips that I always run into when I'm doing stuff here with guests coming in and doing Skype calls. You got to check your lighting. Make sure your lighting is good. Check your audio. They'll forgive you for video, but the audio has to be on. You don't want to be too close. You're going to need to push the computer back a little bit so get a little bit of a wide view. You don't want to be right on top of the screen or where the camera is, okay? You also want to keep your eye level. So for these cameras right here, they're exactly at eye level. I can see the three cameras across here, and here's my eyeballs, and right there is the camera. Again, keep the clutter down, unlike me, where I've got a lot of clutter. And don't have to put on makeup. Do comb your hair and wear a shirt. Don't worry about pants because they can't see you. But most importantly at home is sit in a comfortable chair. If you don't have a comfortable chair, ask your boss, can I go to work? Can I go to the office? And can I get my office chair? Because usually your office chair is going to be more comfortable than any chair you have in your house if your employer's cool and has bought you a good chair. You know, I have really nice chairs in this office because I'm in them 8 to 10 hours a day. So I never skimped on chairs. The chair I'm sitting in right now is cost 3 times as much as my desk did. It's just because I know I'm here and in the other office a lot, so I have a very, very comfortable, good lumbar support chair. So if you don't have a good chair at home, ask the boss, can I go get my chair at work? And he'll be an ass if you don't let you take it home, at least while you're working. Maybe he won't even let you in your business. Who knows? So anyway, these are all the tips that are in this actual article, stuff that I would recommend too. So I'll have that link up in the show notes for you, all right? And we asked all our team members, do you need headsets? Because if you got kids running around and you're talking into the mic on on your webcam, sometimes they'll pick up stuff. So we asked our team members, do you need a head mic? And those that said yes, we ordered them and we had them delivered directly to their house through Amazon. That way they can be on a mic when they're doing the conference calls that we do. NASA is going to launch 247 petabytes of data into AWS, but the thing they forgot about, now, 247 petabytes is not a small number. I'm in the petabyte scale for the data we store at Blueberry. And I know how much that storage costs. The storage isn't the storage isn't like the the expensive part. The expensive part is when you pull it out, when you access it. Luckily, we store, we have very little interaction. Once the data is up there, we don't have to pull it back. Sometimes we may have to pull a little bit back, but it gets real expensive when you go and pull that data out. Well, NASA forgot to quantify that in their bid with AWS and figure out how much it's going to cost to pull the data out, because they let scientists grab this data. So let's say they pull out 10 petabytes of data to manipulate and work with in their scientific studies. Well, anytime they pull 10 petabytes out, they incur that data charge. And apparently, it could be much as $5 million a month that their storage costs alone, and not even the amount to get it out, which could be, because the storage by itself is expensive but manageable. But when you are pulling data out is where it jumps up. So they think there's going to be like $65 to $100 million a year they're going to have to pay Amazon. So you got $60 million in storage, $60, $65 million in storage, but they didn't even account for the pullout costs. So could be a lot more. So their auditors are like smacking them around. So someone didn't know how to do math over there. The FCC's waived rules to boost broadband for hospitals, schools amid coronavirus crisis. Why is the FCC involved in how much? FCC waives rules to boost broadband for hospitals, schools amid corona. Why would hospitals be limited? The FCC on Wednesday temporarily waived rules in the rural health care and E-rate programs to help promote better access to broadband. The agency announced it was waived gift rules in those programs until September 20th. Those rules prohibit hospitals and rural health care program or schools and libraries participating in the E-rate program, which you can subsidize, accept, or seek anything of value. From a service provider participating in the program. Those rules are meant to prevent fraud and abuse in the program. In other words, you can't get a gift without paying for it. But they're saying you can be gifted bandwidth now from a provider. Oh, interesting. So if the service provider gifts you bandwidth, you can't be held accountable for getting a gift. That's interesting. So they're trying to prevent fraud and waste and abuse, basically because, hey, you pay $5,000 for my plan, and we'll sneak you some extra bandwidth in with the deal. It all has to be laid out exactly. So anyway, that's what's going on there. All right, a couple of things to help clean your house as you're stuck at home. The Elicto, E-L-I-C-T-O, Everybot, is a robot spin and mop polisher. I need one of these. I don't know what it costs, though. And then there's a machine that crawls the floor, too. I have hard and carpeted surfaces. Then they've got a couple. Yeah, these are all from Elicto. So this must be a paid advertisement. Anytime you see an article from somebody like Android Central where they're reviewing three products at once, it's almost guaranteed that they've been paid to promote this. So we'll skip off this article. I didn't notice that earlier. I thought it would be five separate products. It's not. And Android Central has best robot vacuums in 2020, top 10 models. So is this 10? Yeah, they have 10 separate models. I still like the iRobot the best. That's the one I use on my floor. Does a good job, although it gets stuck. I'm still finding the places it gets hung up. But there are some cheaper options out there, of course. The iLife V3 Pro is a budget version. It's nothing. The Oofy is the one I have in my office down in Columbus. It's a pretty good device. It runs the floor in the middle of the night. Saves a little janitorial cost. The Roborock S6 has the best battery life. So if you've got a big floor. But anyway, top 10 here. All right, so that's going to wrap me for today. These links, all these products will be linked up in the show notes at geekmecentral.com. I hope you enjoyed the show today. No, Nike is not cutting me a check for this shirt. I wish they were a sponsor. I wish Red Bull was a sponsor as well. Want him to sponsor the show for many, many years. So no, the only one that's getting, the only company is paying me is GoDaddy. And that's based upon the products and services that you guys pick up from GoDaddy as a sponsor here. And of course, those of you that make contributions to the show, individual contributions, I greatly appreciate it at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Of course, today, again, if you have any comments, I should, based on some of the stuff I've talked about today, I should hear from some of you, especially on that redneck boudet. So I hope you have fun building one. If you do, please send me a picture. And if I make one, I'll make a picture too. But I've got enough toilet paper here, according to my calculator, to make it for a while. Should be okay. I can understand some people panicking over toilet paper. Again, email your comments to geeknews@gmail.com. We'll be back with you on Monday right here from the FEMA Region 5 Geek News Central hideout designed by Audimute.com. I want to thank GoDaddy for a sponsor. I want to thank our insiders as well. It's been fun doing a show for you. We will be live Saturday doing a new media show at 12 Eastern. We're trying to get Mark Ormet from Overcast to be on the show. And he's trying to see if he has room in his schedules. No promises, but we're trying. It'll be a great interview if we do get him on. It'll be a fiery one. I can tell you that because Marco, myself, and Rob, we're kind of on the same wavelength on a lot of things, and we'll have a lot of fun talking about lots of interesting players in the podcasting space. But before I go, I want to leave you with this, and then we'll sign off. Again, I played one of these earlier for you, and as a passing a gift on the way out, check this out.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
We'll see everybody on Monday. Take care. Be safe. Really, honestly, be safe out there. Maintain your social distance. Take care. Don't want anybody sick. Let's see you when we get back. Take care. Bye-bye.